Hello everybody, just another one, pastor's pep talk. I trust that you've had a nice day. This is towards the evening. I see the sun is shining again, the rain has just stopped. The birds are singing, and I trust that not only are the birds singing, but I trust that there's a song in your heart as well. I want to bring another little text to you from Philippians chapter 4, just by way of encouragement. We're not going to be very long, but it's a little text found in Philippians chapter 4, and verse 12, and here's what it says. Paul speaking, he says, I have learned the secret of living in every situation. He says, I have learned the secret of living in every situation. Yesterday I talked to you about, from that little text, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therein to be content. Paul had found a way of overcoming his fleshly desires. He had died to self, he had won the victory over the selfish desires, the me first attitude, if you like. And he said, I have learned in whatever state not to expect the world to fall at my feet, not to expect everything of benefit to come my way. I have learned in whatever state, whether I'm hungry, whether I'm full, whether I'm sad or whether I'm glad, whether I'm lonely or alone, or whether I'm crowded in with people, I have learned to be content. Now today it's another little text. He says, I have learned the secret of living in every situation. And the first thing that strikes me again, I didn't mention it yesterday, but it strikes me with this little phrase is, I have learned. That means that he's learned something, experienced something that he wasn't born with. It's not his default mechanism. He has learned. Whenever you've learned something, you've come to know something that you didn't know before. That is what's different between us and God. God doesn't learn anything because God knows everything. But as we go on in life, we learn. We learn from books, we learn from people, we learn from experiences. And that's exactly what Paul is saying here. I have learned from my experiences that in every situation, I have learned the secret of living. And I do believe that one of those secrets, you'll find it in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, where it says that where Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. The life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So the secret of Paul's living a peaceful life, a fulfilled life, the secret of satisfied living is in Christ. Let me read that wee text again to you. It's 4 and verse 12. I have learned the secret of living in every situation. In other words, he had found a place. He had found a place, a poise, a peace that not many knew of, that not many of it experienced. He found an attitude, a nature, a character, a characteristic of the Christian life that not too many find. And it was a place where he wasn't disturbed, he wasn't perturbed, he wasn't anxious, he wasn't annoyed, and he wasn't worried. He'd learned the secret of living in every situation. Not to get into panic and stress mode, but to totally rely on the Lord who was with him. Remember Paul said, he said that I may know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. So there was a drive, a desire within Paul that he might become more conformable to the death, is what Paul says in Philippians, to the death of Christ. And when I think of Christ, he was yielded, he was surrendered, he was submitted to the will of the Father for his love for the people. And so the secret of living is yielding and surrendering to the situations through Christ in the situations that we find ourselves. And I believe that was one of the secrets, yielding and submitting yourself to Christ. Because if he's Lord and Master of your life and he's allowed the situation, then you yield to him and he wins you and brings you through. So Paul has learned something through the experiences and situations of life. Paul has learned the secret of living. So there's a secret, something that not too many know. A place where you're not destroyed, not annoyed, not dismayed, not anxious, not worried. not overly concerned, the place where you find the peace of God ruling in your heart. And the third little thing that I would wish to bring to your attention is, not only had he learned the secret of living, but he learned the secret of living in every situation. You think about that, every situation. I think of the universality of it, because it says in every situation. And now, what are some of those situations that I would suggest to you? A situation like maybe where you're at today, you're living in close proximity with the same people all the time. That's right. You're living in close proximity with the same people all the time. Oh, it was a novelty at the beginning that you weren't going to see others. But now, as the isolation and social distancing goes on, what I say, emotions get frayed at the corners. Is that right? Living with the same people. And there's times that you bite your lip. I notice on the news that there's a lot of problems arising from the close proximity that people are having to maintain as they follow the government advice. And doing the same thing over and over again can get boring, can't it? It can get monotonous. And you begin to feel that you're losing some sense of motivation in life. Paul says, I have learned, because after all, Paul was in prison and Paul was with the same people a lot of the time, looking at the same four walls, chained to the same soldiers, and he got to know some of them by first name. He'd learned the secret. Yield yourself. Don't fight against it. If it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for you. And that's what Paul's attitude was. But not only is there the close proximity of the same people all the time, what about the another aspect? And that is the soul isolation by yourself a lot of the time. Where I've been talking to some folks today, I've phoned quite a few people on the phone, people who would be, I would say, more mature, if you understand what I'm saying. And one of the things that they've been saying to me, the longer this goes on, Pastor, the more alone I get. And there's a good tip for you. Phone someone you know that could do with a conversation, because there are a lot of lonely people out there who maybe don't have the same family connections that you have. And what I'm finding now is this wears on. There's people feeling more and more alone. And I spoke last week about Elijah. He was at Mount Carmel, and he was alone, but he wasn't lonely because God was with him. Well, Paul has learned the secret of even being in a prison cell, maybe in isolation at times, and he was content there. And he's learned the secret of living in every situation. And there's a third situation. I know there are lots of others, and there are lots of others I'm sure that were in Paul's mind. But the third one is the living in threatening situations for most of the time, or even working within threatening situations a lot of the time. Well, who am I thinking of? Well, I'm thinking people on the front line. I'm thinking of people who are in the hospitals, nurses, doctors, staff. I'm thinking of care workers. I'm also thinking of shop assistants. I'm thinking of people who have to deal with public. I must say, and I don't know, you don't necessarily have to agree with me, but I've been going, doing the shopping for us, and I went to one of the big shops there on Saturday morning, got into the line, kept our 2 metres, and we moved along nicely. But you see, whenever we got into the shop, I mean, people didn't keep the distance. And although they've got a one-way system and they've got it all lined out and marked out, people were coming and going. And I said, so much for the social distancing aspect. They leave it outside whenever they get into the building. And I find that in most of the shops. And maybe you're anxious. You could be anxious. Anxious about where you're working, who you're meeting. You know, and I'm not saying you'd be reckless, but I'm saying, you know, if you're doing and going about your work and you're seeking to live for the Lord in your workplace, we can rest assured that he's with us. We can trust him. We can rely upon him. We can depend on him. We can ask him to give us peace in the midst of all the different challenges of life. Paul says, I have learned the secret of living. But I want you to notice not only the uniqueness and the universality of it, I want you to know the use of it. He says, I have learned the secret of living in every situation. He wasn't just surviving. He wasn't just managing to scrape through. No, this man, Paul, was thriving. He was growing. He was deepening. He was, because he was brought into a situation where he had to trust the Lord. That's the secret. You know, God, I believe God brings us into situations where we have to trust him, where we have to rely upon him, where our safety must be cast into his hands, where Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, for example, or Daniel in the lion's den, where matters are out of your own hand. And what did the three friends, the three Hebrew boys say as they were thrown into the fire? Even if our God does not protect us, we'll still not bow down to your idols. And I think that's an attitude very commendable for us today. As we go about, as we learn to live in the situations, that in the situation you find, whether it's a family, whether it's at home, whether you're in digs, whether you're in some situation where you can't avoid, that we can learn the secret of living, but not only living, not just managing to scrape through, but absolutely growing and maturing as we in a walk with God, deepening in our experience of him and understanding more the secret of living in every situation. Oh, I think that's powerful. Oh, it's been a blessing to my heart. Maybe not articulated the way I would like to, but nevertheless, I trust that you get the gist of what I'm saying. I have learned the secret of living in every situation. Paul says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. God bless, and I trust that the Lord will use this message to encourage your heart today as you discover the secret of living in every situation. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your person, the Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you'll use this word to strengthen us, to encourage us, to inspire us, and to cause us to live in these days with a spring in our step, joy of the Lord in our heart, and an encouragement to others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.